We've taken good note of that recommendation, and we can include those principles in the syllabus with a view to strengthening our capacity, and we really appreciate that kind of recommendation. So this will help us strengthen the curriculum for the training of members of the armed forces, particularly working in prisons. They already have training on the Istanbul Protocol, the Minnesota Protocol, the Tokyo and Bangkok principles, the Nelson Mandela principles, and the Yogyakarta Protocol. So this is all about the use of force, and we also follow the International Committee of the Red Cross principles. We also have a gender sensitive approach, and CONADI, COMPREV, and civil society organizations always present in prisons. We have an open door policy, we're transparent, and we also always make sure that these organisms can visit prisons. I would also like to point out that when it comes to what Mr. El Haiber was saying about demilitarization, we have not only transferred the anti-Madras and gangs units to the Ministry of Security, a civilian force, but I would also like to point out that the Intelligence Information Directorate is now being led by police officers and not members of the armed forces, and also the Ministry of Security is responsible for transport, and FUSINA has been disbanded. That was an inter-institutional security force which was led by members of the armed forces. And when it comes to the prisons, I would like to emphasize that we are now transferring the management over to civilian authorities. There were promotions for over 1,000 officers which were incorporated in civilian police, and then 28 officers, and we will have a second round in which we will take on psychologists, doctors, and like those officers, they will become directors and sub-directors. So we'll have 2,048 civilian prison officers which will gradually be incorporated and promoted so that we can strengthen the national prison system. And so in just 1 year we have undertaken a number of different initiatives in our commission to act on prisons, to improve living conditions in prisons. We have rehabilitation, re-education and reintegration program, the 3R programs. It has a 2-year curriculum, and the aim of this is to ensure that prison inmates get holistic training in a trade or technical or specialist career, and also on psychology, so that they are prepared for their release. We also have a system for selling the products they make, and this is a way of having extracurricular activities for them. We've improved health food in prisons, and I think that we'll be able to go into further detail on this subject tomorrow. So thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Aleman. The committee has also raised its concern about the situation of women's sexual and reproductive health rights. I would like to inform you that in order to reduce maternal mortality, we